On our panel yesterday about social media, one of the issues that was discussed a lot was what happens when kind of ad revenue drops off in terms of, so this was in connection with Facebook, but generally there was conversations around you know, how do we differently fund things given that advertising seems to be kind of collapsing to a degree. And obviously one area where that is the case a lot is with the regional press. And that's resulted in lots of local newspapers shutting down. So I am with...
I'm Sarah Hartley.
And Sarah, so your background is as a journalist. Obviously, you work for The Guardian and so on. I'll let you say what it is that you do. But you're also now working on a project which is very much to do with trying to kind of reinvigorate local and hyper-local journalism. So perhaps tell us a bit about your background and then, yeah, we can talk about Notice.
Okay. I came from a very kind of traditional background in terms of newspapers, working, you know, through local papers, and sort of got the bug for online in about 2000, and that's where I've been ever since. So my focus now is very much around what's sometimes called hyperlocal publishing. It's a bit of a strange word, I know, and it sounds a bit silly, but it basically is used to refer to people who perhaps cover a small geographical patch, perhaps just a few streets or a small town or something like that. But also more than that, it's become a word that's come to describe sort of the type of activity that happens, as well as, doesn't necessarily have to be a geographical thing. It could be some real passion for a certain sort of interest or sort of niche area. And people that are prepared to spend a lot of their own time, invest a lot of themselves into covering those sort of issues. We're seeing a lot more of that across the internet, not just in the areas of local news, but also sort of specialist interest news, if you like.
So, yeah, because, I mean, obviously the issue with, I was talking before about advertising and so on, you know, that's what's caused a lot of the kind of local papers to shut down. But there's certainly a desire for local news, isn't there? So is kind of... it's sometimes called citizen journalism as well. You know, is that a way to kind of try and get back to, you know, reporting on stuff that is relevant to people and their communities?
Yeah, there's kind of two things going on simultaneously here. There's the sort of big media groups are finding that their advertising revenues are falling. The models that used to be there when print products, you know, were very big, and if you think about big city titles, they are falling away. And so what comes next, and what we're seeing really, is that there's a retraction from that kind of traditional newspaper publishing. But conversely, there's a whole load of new things springing up underneath it. They'll quite often be a lot smaller by nature. They don't have to have printing presses. They haven't got the huge expense of vans to take the papers out and all those sort of things. It could be just... even just one person or maybe a small group of people using online tools. And obviously the cost base is completely taken out of that. But then in order to sustain themselves, they haven't got the scale to attract major advertising. So there's a kind of gap there between the activity and the aspiration. So the project that I'm working on, which is called Notice.com, really aims to try and provide a toolkit that will give those sort of publishers, those very small publishers, a way of making some revenue, sustaining it, and taking the cost out of developing their own software. So we've produced a toolkit, basically, which is, we're calling it an open journalism toolkit, and it provides everything a small publisher or even a major giant publisher needs to be able to have an open and accessible space on the web at no cost to themselves, and also to be able to attract advertising, and they, if they do that, they keep 85% of the revenues.
Brilliant. And is what we were talking before about, before we started this audio brew, about the issue in terms of with some communities, the people that you know who are best placed to perhaps be reporting on local issues aren't necessarily, you know, really tech savvy. And I mean, are you addressing that with Notice? I mean, is part of the job of trying to kind of promote hyper local journalism kind of teaching people how to use tools?
I mean, I guess there's a role in that, and it's slightly separate. Things like the iPhone app that we launched this week. really, I hope, don't require any specialist technical skills whatsoever.
What does the app do then? I mean, just explain it.
The app really, it is part of this suite of tools for Open Journalism Toolkit, and that's really the live bit of it. It's if you've got the iPhone app, if you see some news happening near you, you can share it instantly with other people in that location. Now, obviously, you could do that sort of thing with Twitter or whatever, but you'd have to have a network of followers, you'd have to have established it. This is built around the location. It's what's called a social local mobile application. And so it really builds on the fact that the geography is the important bit. So if there's another notice user in your area, they'll see it, whether they know who you are, whether they follow you, whether they, you know, have ever heard of you before, it doesn't matter. It's the location that's important.
Brilliant. So, I mean, aside from kind of day-to-day reporting, I mean, in the case of, you know, a big event, a big, you know, something happening in a particular area, I guess it will be a fantastic tool to kind of collate different perspectives on that event. So I guess the London riots, that sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a platform that allows for easy collaboration. So if you, Katie, were in the same location as me and we were both logged in, we don't need to know each other's there doing it, but we could both collaborate on building that story. You can imagine the it's a bit of fun, like at something like this conference. It's been nice for me and a couple of people have joined in on it. That's nice, and it's great on the week we launched the app. But obviously, you can see the power of that. If there was some really important news event going on around here, we could actually collaborate together, build up the whole story. Perhaps you'd have a picture or somebody else might have a video, and we could add that all together and build a true picture of what's happening around us.
Fantastic. So I guess my only other question really is in relation to that, you know, and it's the old chestnut of kind of quality and journalism. So, you know, you're a journalist by trade, and you know, periodically we get this thing of, you know, does social media kind of spoil journalism, quality journalism? So how, you know, is that an issue with something like Notice? Are you even concerned about quality, in inverted commas?
I'm always concerned about quality. The community themselves on Notice have the ability to rate things as interesting, not interesting. Things that are quality for people, the things that are important to people, will surface much more. Obviously, we have moderation tools in place as well, and sort of obvious sort of spamming type activity is not going to be tolerated at all. But as far as surfacing the best things that are around them, we trust the community to want to do that.
Fantastic. Thank you.